Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's episode of We Sing Our Faith, and what a summer it has been. On the heels of a wonderful conference in, where were we? We were
Iowa.
In Iowa, yeah. With all of the Carrick Ministries artists, and I have such a privilege of going from there to coming here to Michigan with Liz Christian, as you've gotten to know her over the past few years. But you've had some changes in your life since your last episode on We Sing Our Faith. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yes, well, I've gotten married, and I've had a kid, and, you know, life changes a lot after all of that. So I'm excited to move along with a new project and to get that moving. So, yes.
And how exciting that your focus of marriage is something that is really being pronounced right now in your ministry, because so many people will do a project or have something of great significance happen in their life. And then as women, we have that beautiful burden of love where our name changes. And I am so just, I'm delighted to see that your ministry is kind of being rebranded with
yes.
your new name.
Yes,
so,
it is. I considered keeping the Christian. And when I talked about moving it back to Owen, forward to Owen, my married name, it seemed right, you know, to claim that and to put that on all of the materials and that feels better, so.
It does, it does. Yeah. Honoring the married life and honoring your sacrament, and I can only think that God is going to have wonderful things come out of that.
Oh,
and
I hope so.
Yeah, so we want you to keep in your heart that beautiful music known as Liz Christian, but here moving forward, Mrs. right?
Liz Owen, yes.
I love this. I love this. So Liz Owen, keep that name because you're going to see wonderful things coming with the name Liz Owen from now forward. And speaking of that, a new project that you're working on.
Yes. I'm very excited to announce my new project on the album The Lilies Know. I've been writing music like mad ever since last Advent. So almost for a year, I've been really just writing and writing and writing. And I'm very excited to share some of the things that have come out of those times of prayer and those times of creative exploration and all of that. So, yeah.
And what's exciting for all of you listening today is that we are in the beautiful church here in Byron Center, Michigan, St. Sebastian,
yes,
where Liz is the director of music. And we are going to be hearing some live music today, which I love this. We don't often get the opportunity to do this. And so you are hearing the brand new, finished with the pen this morning as of an hour ago, the title track of this new record, The Lilies Know. Take it away, Liz. Let's hear this one. Goodness. That passage from Luke's gospel where, you know, we do consider the lilies of the field and the sparrow. God knows every detail of every part of our life.
Yeah.
And how magnificent that this part of your life you are sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, what does this feel like going into this next phase?
Well, I kind of take that from the angle of the song that I just played. I'm a very uptight person generally, so this album is a kind of a description of the transformation that's been taking place in my heart. This song was just finished an hour ago, and
you know, a year or two ago, I would have been a wreck. I would have never played that fresh, you know. Just to have everything in line and, you know, just wanting that control that's really kept me from a lot of different freedoms just in myself, you know. So that freedom has been just exhilarating and just kind of shown in the amount of music I've been able to write in the last year, and just the character of it has changed.
I'm hearing a mom's heart a little bit in this.
Yeah.
I really am. Now, yeah. Little Isaac. Now, of course, your wonderful husband, tell us his name.
Chris.
So Chris Owen, this beautiful man that you are married to, and to start, you know, the sharing of life as husband and wife, and how that hasn't stopped your ministry, but has really enhanced it. The beautiful grace of that marriage is really in, just from what I've seen, and I'm so like the outsider looking in, but to see that change that happens when all of a sudden you're not a solo person, you're part of this beautiful union. And then from that union has come Isaac, your beautiful little boy.
Yeah.
And it reminds me, as you're saying this right now, being able to just let go, like not be so uptight. I think spouses and children help bring that out in us.
Yes, absolutely. And just to see the change in mannerisms of my son when we're free, you know, Chris will throw him on the bed and, you know wrestle him around. And I'm always worried he's going to fall. I mean, you have to be careful and everything. But my husband is just, that's who he is. He's very free and he's very adventurous. And I see how my son benefits from that. And in result, I see how much I have not benefited from my lifestyle of worry.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yet it takes both. It takes that person who has caution that keeps things in order and structure.
I don't know if I'll ever rid myself of that. But.
Well, you know, as you mentioned, as we were talking a little bit about Isaac, would you mind sharing the song that you wrote for him?
Oh, yeah.
I love this song. We got to hear this at the conference. And during the conference in Iowa, all of the artists had kind of an evening where we had two that would do a full concert and then our culmination concert. But this song I got to hear, and I love this. So listeners, as you are being blessed today, as Liz is playing through some of this brand new music, which by the way, in a little bit, we're going to tell you how you can partner with her in this project. If you've got a little one in your life, whether a child or a grandchild or just someone that you just love to pieces, who's a little itty bitty, just be blessed as she sings this one for us. Set this up.
Yes, this is my one-year-old son.
You terrorize my life. You make easy things hard. You break our things and you spread your wings and you land your knees on the pavement. You get muddy when you're finally dry. You give kisses then pinch my eye. I can see in your face you can say my name and you smile and ask for your father. Rocket ship boy, there's no stopping you, rocket ship boy. Lift off on your way and say goodbye to all the people too slow for you. You throw all of your food on the floor, but still hungry, you ask me for more. Can't sit very long before hearing the song of the winds that are calling you. Oh, rocket ship boy, there's no stopping you, rocket ship boy. Lift off on your way and say goodbye to all the people too slow for you. Having compassion won't let you sleep. stay clean. Oh, rocket ship boy, there's no stopping you, rocket ship boy. Lift off on your way and say goodbye to all the people too slow for you.
My favorite line is, and get dirty, since having compassion won't let you stay clean.
Yes, and that line is inspired, many
things are inspired by Pope Francis, but I remember him mentioning that the church priests should have the smell of the sheep on them. And that really struck me, because the priests that are so, you know, accessible and that we love and are so approachable from a parishioner's standpoint, they're the people that are just right there with you, you know. And if I came in with mud on my shoes and dirt on my face, those are the priests that
once in our church, the ones that would come up and just hug me sweaty.
Amen. You know? Amen. Yeah. Get humanity on you. Yeah. It's
the
amazing.
Smell of the sheep. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
Isaac
that.
Is a mess all the time. He's got new bruises constantly. And, you know, just, you know, relating that to when he grows up, you know, there's certain things from his childhood that I do want him to continue. I don't want him to have that much food on his face after he eats a meal, but, you know.
But you want him to enjoy the meal.
Yeah,
right,
exactly. If being dirty means that he's involved with people of all walks of life, then that is something to hold on to.
Praise God. Yeah. Praise God. Well, if you've just joined us today on We Sing Our Faith, I want to remind you that we are spending the morning today, this day, with Liz Owen. And what a delight to share her music and her ministry with all of you. And of course, for information about Liz and all of the artists whose music and ministry we share each and every week, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org. That is the website. Of course, the toll-free number is 1-888-880-MUSIC, 1-888-880-6874, and we are here to connect you with Liz and all of the artists. And in a very special way, we're also going to have a link at that website to take you directly to Liz's site so that you can partner with her on this beautiful new project. We'll be in the studio next year in June in Tennessee, and the men and women there with Steve Dady and everyone at Sunset Boulevard are going to bring their very best to the music that Liz is writing. And there is another song that I'm going to ask her to share from the new record, and then we will take some time and revisit a couple of songs from her previous record, Beginnings. But this song is called Prodigal. And I have to tell you, when I heard her sing this song, it brought my tears just to the brim. I mean, I was overwhelmed as I listened to the power of the lyric of this song. And there's just such a heart, as this entire project just feels like it's drawing us into a life of holiness, that we're on that journey to holiness. And part of that is admitting our failures and picking ourselves back up and moving forward. Sometimes we're the father accepting the child home. Sometimes we're the child begging our father to allow us to come home. And sometimes we meet right there in the middle, in the middle of that field where we're running toward each other. Tell us about this one.
This song is called Prodigal, and it's based on the prodigal son. There's a lot of this particular parable. You could do probably a several-day conference on this particular scripture. So this is kind of a blink into the richness from it. But it's scripture, so, you know, it's more what God says at this point. So.
But the way that your lyric bring this out, the way that you sing this, listeners, just be blessed right now as Liz shares with you the new song, Prodigal.
Two sons, and the younger said, "Give me all I inherit as if you were dead." spent and he squandered with no recompense. Till famine brought hunger and hunger brought sense. And though we are unworthy, you pour a lavish mercy on our head. On our head. When our cup is overflowing, your mercy keeps on going, pouring red. Pouring red. He returned unworthy to be a son, for his sin was reckless, his dignity done. And reflecting on what he would do or say, his father came running while still far away. And though we are unworthy, you pour a lavish mercy on our head. On our head. When our cup is overflowing, your mercy keeps on going, flowing red, flowing red. The father ran up with his vision blurred, embraced him before he could speak a word. Calling to servants, he ordered them to let his son return to the man he once knew. Give him sandals for his feet, for my son was dead and has come to life again. And though we are unworthy, you pour a lavish mercy on our head. On our
That is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you, Julie.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I played this for my husband, and he said, "You wrote that?" I thought, oh, that's a winner. Yeah, no, it's scripture is, you know, kind of my cheater way if I don't know, like, what to write about, so I'll just use scripture, you know. But, you know, it's also very full. There's many layers to unpack, and so... in a way, it's I find scripture and nature to be ways to kind of augment the text, because they come from God's creation, which is the ultimate creativity, the ultimate beauty. And when you can tap into that, use that, imitate that, that is that's the most beauty you can get, you know, because that's where beauty is founded. And so that's kind of the two themes that are coming out very strong in these new songs are scripture and nature. And it's really astounding that...
Well, it's an amazing thing when we consider the work of each individual artist. And on a program like this, like on We Sing Our Faith, there's always some aspect of our Catholic faith. There's always some part of our journey that seems to rise to the surface in the life of each person who is called to this type of ministry. And I remember hearing your very first record, you know, Beginnings, and just in that glimpse of the way that you wrote, to look at nature, to, you know, songs like Butterfly or songs like, you know, the various ones. And we're going to share a couple of those today as well to give you a reminder of this beautiful music. But when I think of the way that the maturity starts to happen in the life of an artist, I feel very privileged that we've been on this journey with you, like from the very first record.
Yeah.
And then to see this next phase of life and the way that you do have such a unique way of looking at scripture, because we can look at like this song Prodigal and to realize the father obviously represented in the passage is our father in heaven welcoming us home. But when you take that simple phrase that says pouring on us, pouring red, to realize it, expound on that a little bit.
Red is a strong color, and it's a strong word, and it represents passion, love, blood. And the first part of that phrase, our cup is overflowing, your mercy keeps on going. A young seminarian, well, he's a father now, Father Jagger Fickle. He's one of our new priests in our diocese. So I can credit him to this. He was doing a homily to children and at Children's Adoration, which was beautiful. And he talked about how God's mercy just keeps going. It just keeps going. Like, he fills your cup and then it just keeps dumping out, you know, you're like, that's enough. You know, God, the cup is full, and he just keeps dumping, you know, it's more than we can even hold. And so that image, and then that leads to the chalice. You think of a cup holding mercy in it. And then when it comes out, it's red. You know, that's God's mercy. You know, it's connected to the crucifixion and the resurrection. It's connected to the fullness of grace, just filling up, filling up, filling up, you know. So it's, yeah, those, you know. And again, that's all things that God made and gave.
Yeah, it's just, it's powerful. But again, from the perspective of the writer and the composer of this, the music that takes this lyric from the head to the heart, and to take that phrase that his mercy is truly overflowing, no matter where we have been, no matter what we have done, when we come contrite back to our God, to our Father, the way that he embraces us, even from the second the heart and the soul turn around, even before we have walked back to him, as soon as we've had that turnaround in our life, that moment where the soul becomes contrite and we say, I just need to come back to God, mm-hmm. he meets us before we've taken one step. I mean,
yes,
it's powerful in this song.
I love how the scripture describes the son, like, what am I going to say when I go back? Because that was a really bad thing that I did. And then when the father sees him, he runs before his son even says anything. You know, it's like interrupted. It's that's how eager God is to forgive us. We just need to walk back to him. And that distance that we feel from God when we sin, when we're prideful, when we're stuck up and stuck in our own heads, you know, That distance is really our distance. It's not God's distance at all. He's reaching so far and reaching and straining to touch us. And we just kind of,
We
just barely hold our hand.
Yeah. And then the overflowing torrent of his love and mercy. Okay. So as you are listening to what Liz is sharing today, can you imagine having her come to your parish to bring this type of message, where something that is a song that in its simplicity and yet the elegance and the music and all of it, taking these incredible words of God in his scripture, in his beauty and just the majesty of his creation, and then to take the heart of someone like our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and this call to holiness, this call to simplicity in life. Mm-hmm. It's just a simplicity, and yet the way that it moves us is so powerful. So again, I'm going to just encourage you to call in today, go to the website, find out how you can have one of the dates that Liz would have available to come to your community. Now, being a wife and a mother and also directing music here at St. Sebastian in Michigan, her dates aren't that many dates, so they're few dates. But tell us about that. How could we make that work?
Weekdays work wonderfully. Yes, and as you said, I work full-time parish ministry here in Byron Center. So I'm here on weekends because I need to be here for masses. But I am free in the middle of the week. So if there is, and you know what, I have all this, I was saying how much music I've written. I'm not even going to fit all my Advent music on this new album, but I do have a lot of new Advent songs. With Mary, I was reflecting on pregnancy and how what it means to be pregnant with Christ. The expectation, the glow, you know, mothers have a glow about them, and what Mary's glow would have been like pregnant with God. There's a lot of Advent music, and so I would also want to encourage you to consider an Advent event and Lent as well. Those are beautiful seasons to be honing in on our faith and what it means to be Catholic and just to take some time out.
That's spectacular. So ideally, I mean, if you are listening, obviously, in the Guadalupe Radio Network area or up in Alaska, those midweek things are kind of nice to be able to fly in, do maybe like a Wednesday evening, and then get her back to Michigan. But it will be so worth it to bring Liz to your community. So again, that website, wesingourfaith.org, wesingourfaith.org, and we will have a link there for you to connect with Liz, and we would love to make sure that she's able to come into your community. Now, from the Beginnings record, mm-hmm. What is your favorite song on that one?
Oh.
Do you have a favorite?
Goodness. I've played them so many times. You know, I've not thought about that. I do love Good From Nothing because it's kind of spunky. and talks about, you know, pride, which is my constant burden. Trying to be humble. Be humble, Liz. That is my struggle. And I go back to that song sometimes just to re-hone in on that particular thing. And I love the Butterfly song. I don't know. I like all the songs on the album. Probably why they're on the album.
Right. You know? Well, I think one of my favorites is Good From Nothing.
Yeah.
And I think that one, again, because of the way that God has taken just simple lives, you know, we think of life as a person who's willing to do an itinerant ministry. And more than once, I've asked my husband, it's like, what do you think God was thinking when he called me to this ministry? And then when he called Kurt to join the ministry, and then eventually bringing together all of you wonderful artists and to share that. But I know that is Kurt's favorite. So I'm glad you mentioned that one first.
Yeah.
So listeners, let's take a few minutes now as we hear Liz play for us, and we're going to have the live version today, which is kind of fun. She's going to play Good From Nothing. Let's be blessed.
Nothing. Let's be blessed. I tire myself out with big expectations. I tire until I reach as high. Knocked flat on the floor, I look up and see what you let me fall for. Lord, take this humbled and shaken heart, make me whole again. Help me know who I am, help me know who I'm not. Make me real, make me real, make me real, make me real. You can make good from nothing. You can make good from nothing. Lord, I am nothing.
Very, very nice. Oh, my goodness. So the project, again, this going to be, give us the title of the new project and the timing that we're looking at doing this.
Yes,
the project is called The Lilies Know. And I'm going to be needing some help, some assistance to make this project happen. Good recordings are not cheap. And poor recordings, I find, take away from the music, which is just too sad when you hear good songs recorded badly. But this project, I really want these songs to come across well, and I'm going to need some partners to help with that. So I do encourage you to go to the website and take a look. And you can get a hold of me through my website, lizchristianmusic.com, and that will kind of bring you into the project and what I'm going to be doing with that. The recording is going to be happening in a year from now, next summer.
We are jazzed about that, too.
Yeah.
One of the fun ways to do this and the ways that we have in the past is we've made like the song list available, and Liz will be putting that up on the website. So she'll have the song list as she narrows those down over the next month or so, to narrow down the list of songs that will be on the record. And if one of those in particular is one that you would like to sponsor, that's really a neat way to do that. And so there'll be sponsorship levels and everything right at that website, which is a great way to partner. And of course, through Carrick Ministries Foundation, which is the foundation that brings you We Sing Our Faith each and every week. And by the way, that is done free of charge for all of the radio stations on the Guadalupe Radio Network, as and along with those in Alaska and Kentucky and Indiana and the other areas of the country where you're hearing this program. Carrick Ministries provides this completely free of charge. So it is a joy to our heart to share the music and ministry. But as Liz says, it doesn't happen without big costs. So we'll have all of those details at her website and how you can partner with her. And of course, everything that is donated through Carrick Ministries is 100% tax deductible. So that's kind of a nice way to do that. And maybe take a little bit off the taxes before the end of the year. So we'll be doing a bigger push on that as we get toward the end of the year to have all of that funding in place. And now we've got time for one more song. When you were talking about Mary and the way that you could just imagine the glow in her face and the glow in her, as you said, every pregnant woman has that glow. And yeah. it has to be just like magnified a billion times over when it came to her. And
she had the light of Christ in her.
Like literally.
Yeah.
Like literally.
How amazing, yeah.
But when I think of that, you know, and the other thing that I have such a privilege of is I get to get these sneak previews from people as they're writing. And so the end of last year, actually during the Advent season, as Liz was this writing maniac, it was the neatest thing. As she was like, well, what do you think of this song? And I'd get a little clip. And would you be willing to share one of those pieces?
Yeah.
Which one jumps out? What's the favorite?
Oh, I know what the favorite is, if I can find it. Yeah, it's funny. You'd think that I would be writing all this music while being pregnant, and that is not the case. I had to, like, get over the pregnancy before I was, you know. One Reply.
Yeah, One Reply.
Give us the lyric before you play it. Go through this one a little bit. Tell us the lyric and Where was your heart while you were doing this?
Yes, absolutely. This is, my heart was just with Mary, just reflecting on her like astounding role in the salvation of mankind. And this is a reflection, taking from one of our founding fathers, actually. The text is inspired by that and then poetically written, and it's a reflection on the moment that the angel asks Mary to be the mother of God and the moment before she says yes. It's very interesting. So that it starts with, "You have heard, O Virgin mild, you will bear a son, and not by man, but by the Spirit freedom shall be won. The angel waits on you, O Mary, do not be afraid. We wait in expectation, shall sinners be remade." So that's a poetic setting of that text. So I'll play it for you if you'd like it.
You have heard, O Virgin mild, you will bear a son. And not by man, but by the Spirit, freedom shall be won. The angel waits on you. O Mary, do not be afraid. We wait in expectation.
Schubert right at the end. Mary is so connected to our weddings and our funerals. I sing the Ave Maria, especially the Schubert one, a lot. And we naturally connect with our mother. We just do. And she just had a fantastic role. So, I mean, that this song is very Advent, but it really is applicable any time that God calls us You know, let humility be bold. That line stood out from this text. Let humility be bold. Humility is not doing nothing.
Right. I love that. That was, yeah. I was honestly hearing that line as you were singing it. That was the one that jumped out for me. Mm-hmm. Let humility be bold, because, you know, it's like we get these ideas of Mary that she was, when we hear the words like humble, meek, mild, she was all of those things, but she did it in a way that was just her life. I mean, it was just pronounced as who she is. Mm-hmm. And for us to be able to look at her as an example in our lives, to say, how do we take these simple, humble gifts that God has given us and to use them to His honor and glory in every moment of our life? It like every moment of her life was given up for Him, in Him, with Him. It's in that one reply. I love the name of that. I mean, to ask the question, and in that moment of pause, that moment where we inhale before we exhale, that moment of, you know, and until we inhale, we have nothing to exhale. And that, all of that just came rushing to my mind's eye as you were singing this.
Yeah. And
you know, the scripture hints that Mary could have been an introvert, you know, that she thought of all these things in her heart. She held everything in her heart. And we often describe her as meek and mild. And this was not a meek decision. I think that if she was introverted and meek and soft-spoken, perhaps if she knew that this was something God wanted, she was so close to God that in those instances she would be very bold.
Oh, absolutely.
And it wasn't her own, you know, natural state. but in God, you know, even Mary the mother, perhaps the most humble of us all, the most mild, could be bold, courageous, you know,
stick out like a sore thumb.
I love that. I love that. Well, again, listeners, what a blessing it is to spend this time with Liz. And one more time, that website is wesingourfaith.org. wesingourfaith.org. That's the site. The toll-free number, of course, is 1-888-880-6874, and we will have ways of connecting you with Liz. Her website at this point is still lizchristianmusic.com, mm-hmm. lizchristianmusic.com, and don't let that name fool you. There'll be a few little changes coming up as Liz Owen.
But and I will be sure to link the websites when I shift that. If you go to lizchristianmusic.com, it should be able to send you right to the right place once that change happens.
So all these wonderful changes in the past 2 years, and just an amazing journey ahead. So
I rock with grief and am troubled. Evil is thrown from their hands to my own. My heart trembles. Fly away to where the wilderness will hide my pain. Let me run away so far that violent storms will never rain. Treacherous deeds cut me open. Puncture what I hope in. Let me fly away to where the wilderness will hide my pain. Let me run away so far that violence. steal my home. Never leave me desperate, cold and anxious in my soul. Cast your cares upon the Lord. Hear my humble prayer.
Any final thoughts when we think of this this project and the overview of it? What would be kind of a final thought that you hope listeners who end up getting this project next year, what is the takeaway that you're hoping to share with this project?
I'm hoping in this that we can not take ourselves so seriously and to really, you know, simplify life and come back to God, who is the source of all creation. You know, back to nature, back to just the simple way. Like St. Thomas Aquinas, who wrote for our church, he's a doctor of the church, you know, a master of complex theological thought. And at the end of his life, he said, it's so simple. And that's what I hope to take away with this album, is to share a simplicity and just a back to God.
Look around and see what the world has in store. Everything is of its kind, but not like the one before. A swan is a bird and an acorn a seed. The fake does not look real, but the real is so unique. Feel the earth and how it spins to each new day. Not created to sit still or even has to stay. And we are painted, we are made in similar design. So do not live and do not move without first knowing why. And we might have less falls and strengthen our leaps by strengthening our legs and freeing our feet. Slowly being happy with no chain, no glue. Aware the wind won't force us, but compel us to move. Compel us to move. And life is not for us to do whatever we desire. And it's not for regulations to strain us till we tire. So train yourself to stick to what you know is right and good, and free to move the mountains that you never thought you could. And we might have less falls and strengthen our leaps by strengthening our legs and freeing our feet. Slowly being happy with no chain, no glue. Out where the wind won't force us, but compel us to move. Wait, sit and contemplate. Wait, just sit and contemplate. Wait, just wait. Wait, sit and contemplate. Wait, just wait. And we might have less falls and strengthen our leaps by strengthening our legs and freeing our feet. Slowly being happy with no chain, no glue. Out where the wind won't force us, but compel us to move. Compel us to move. Compel us to
love that. I love that. All right, listeners, thank you again for taking the time with Liz and I today. All the details are at that site, so I hope you'll visit it and partner with Keurig Ministries and Liz to get this project finished and into your hands by the end of summer next year. And as always, until next week, may God bless you and keep you.